I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How
Alice
are you?
At 97.3. I'm so good.
How are you?
I'm great. I just looked up. Oh, Hooman's here, by the way.
Hi, Hooman.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. I just looked at the, you know, I have to pick the first couple songs to do. Mm-hmm. And Jane put that Lizzo song in.
Yeah. Oh.
So we're going to hear that first thing.
I know.
Yay.
Jerome. Is it called Jerome?
No, it's called Juice.
It's called Juice.
She says some stuff about
juice.
Some juicy stuff.
Oh, juicy parts.
Yep.
I like that.
Yeah.
Gotta earn it.
She says you gotta earn it?
Something along those lines.
Oh, that's good. All right.
We find
That's okay. We're gonna play in a minute. We'll all know it in a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. What's up?
Nothing.
What'd you do?
It was so funny because yesterday as I was doing stuff, I'm like, boy, there is really nothing I'm doing today that I want to tell anybody about on the radio.
Go on.
I watched the second movie, Twilight.
Oh.
So yay. That was great.
Why?
See?
Jesus Christ.
New movie.
Really?
I don't know.
Why are you scraping the barrel?
I really enjoyed those books years ago.
Movies are mediocre.
Oh, they're terrible. They're laughable. But I just sat and watched them, you know.
All right.
Well, sometimes you need some mindless stuff.
I know. It is totally mindless. I rewatched Game of Thrones.
Oh.
And
did you?
Just to try to, you know, see it a little better. And
yeah.
It just, it's very dark.
I have news for you on that.
Oh, what's the news?
One of the things I did was text with my brother. You know, not
Nick, the
not
guy
Jan.
The guy who
I mean,
fixes.
Jan. My
Sydney.
Youngest brother, Nick, who lived under my kitchen table and worked at Lucas for a while when he was up here. He now works for, I believe it's Technicolor down in Burbank.
Mm-hmm.
And he makes movies. Mm-hmm. That's what he does. So, that's not on this one. We were going back and forth. He likes Game of Thrones, so he's into it and had written me to ask about it. First of all, he says that, and this is the artistry of the people who make Game of Thrones. He was saying it's dark. It's been dark the whole, from the beginning.
Mm.
They make it dark because they believe over-lighting it will make it look like a bad 80s movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're doing it on purpose. Like it or hate it,
right.
This is not an accident by them.
No, it definitely seems like
from
they...
from the very beginning.
Yeah.
For me.
Yes.
That it's always been very dark.
Yeah. I think it was because this entire episode was outside in the dark and then inside in the unlit castle.
Right.
And then just darkness everywhere.
And so much action, though, and you
so
can't
much,
see
right.
exactly what they're doing and who's fighting who.
But so his point was, that's they're going for that.
No,
you're
not supposed to see
it all, and it actually lends your imagination to fill in the blanks.
Mm.
I'm not saying they're right or wrong. I'm telling you what he's saying they're going for.
It's funny. I was reading something that the cinematographer of that particular, or the director of photography or whatever it is, of that particular episode. And I guess I think he does it all the time. I'm not sure if he's done every episode. But he was like, yeah, we're going for dark. And if you'll notice, there's like three different sections. And one section, it's everything sort of blue lit by the moon. Then the fires start. Then everything's sort of red lit. And he was saying that he was blaming the compression that HBO puts on the thing to stream it. So it was almost like he was trying to defend how damn dark it was because it's all anybody is talking about.
Yeah.
Then my brother writes, 2,800 edits and 1,900 visual effects shots. That's pretty much a Marvel movie. Epic for
right.
a TV show.
I mean, they do seem like movies. And that's another thing the cinematographer, or whatever the guy was, said. He's like, the best way to see Game of Thrones is in a pitch black movie theater.
Mm.
I'm like, oh, well, that's not really where you're showing it, though. That's the thing.
See, that's why I wonder if it's going to be a movie after it's all.
I don't know.
TV's done.
Do you know?
I think they've already done it. These are like movies.
They are.
I think that they.
You're just not seeing them.
Yeah.
In the right setting.
I mean, that's look at what my brother said. I mean, they're dropping a load on these things each last episode, and I frankly, they built this audience up. They have to pay it off.
Yeah,
they
right.
can't go. Well, could we save a little money here? You know. And
right.
they have to spend it because they've earned an audience this size. They have to pay it off.
Right.
Artistically speaking.
Right.
You know?
Did you look up the cost for the episode already?
No, what was it?
So Battle of the Bastards, which was the other kind of big fight a few seasons ago.
Happened in the daytime, by the way. You could tell what was happening in that one. I don't know if you guys noticed that.
That's 25 days to film and 55 nights. And that cost $10 million. This one, they know, costs more than $15 million. They don't know how much exactly, but because this season cost $90 million to make for the 6 episodes, they just did the math.
It's kind of incredible that amount, that $90 million, which actually sounds like, you know, for if you're talking about a Marvel movie or whatever, they've got to have more than a $90 million budget. And that's for a 2-hour movie or 3-hour movie, say.
Sure.
I mean, it's just kind of incredible that they can get these 6 episodes. Basically, it's 6 hours of movie.
Right.
It's incredible.
When it took them, I mean, you remember when you were like, it's going to be over a year. Well, that's what they've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
Making up crap that's not on the screen at all.
It's crazy. And just the effect, the level of amazingness that we just take it for granted. Like the movies we see today. Are they basically, as they show these things being shot, and they're basically in a green room. That's it, as they're shooting them. And then the entire thing is painted around them by computers. So yesterday I'm watching the Twilight movie.
Oh, God.
And I was like, boy, I don't know when those came out. 15 years ago? I have no idea.
It was the 2000s.
Yeah. But a while ago, I don't know when they came out, but say 10 years ago.
It came out 2008, 2009.
Okay. So 10 years ago, the level of change between CG then and just a few years later now is, it's laughable.
Well, hold
on. When those freaking werewolves make their first appearance, I was like, oh, come on.
Hold on, though. I don't think they broke the bank on CG for those movies, though.
Those movies were huge.
I'm not saying they weren't.
I just don't like the hair on the... You can just tell by the way the hair moves on the wolves that...
All right.
They just didn't have the same capabilities.
The 5 movies totaled $3.3 billion in worldwide sales.
Yeah, I think they probably got the best they could get. They just it just wasn't good enough. Listen, at the time, I'm sure I thought it was amazing. But this second time around, I'm like, oh boy, I am really spoiled by today's
capabilities. I think those movies were, I know they made a ton of money, but I think they were hamstrung by being teeny bopper. They were teeny bopper love story vampire movies.
Absolutely,
most people went, no thanks.
Oh, I didn't. I watched every single one of them. I was into it.
Right. And I didn't. I mean, most people, like, there's a bunch of people who went, I'm not watching that.
Yeah, I remember they had, like, big special showings and big parties and all kinds of stuff.
I'm sure certain people loved it, and other people went, I am not watching that. No thanks.
Those books were huge. I don't know how, you know, what the percentage of people is that read those books, but I chowed those books. I remember being, well, I always am, so... I'm always bereft when I leave, like after I read a series that I really like that, you know, I'm like so sad that I can't have more. It was like Harry Potter. Oh my God. I was just so sad when I finished the books because I'm like, can I just start them over?
I don't want to leave this
world.
When was Harry Potter made? Because the CGI in that is 1,000 times better than Twilight, to my point.
When were those made? Before the Twilight movies, for
2001 to 2011. And Twilight started 2008.
It's the fur, like
the fur.
It's the fur on the werewolves. That's the problem. Like it's just so not
furry.
It's just not natural. Like the way that they look. It looks like they're there. It's just that they look like they are their fur is having some kind of dream.
Which Twilight did you watch?
The second one, New Moon.
New Moon.
Yeah. It's good, but it was so funny. I just, like, laughed out loud
a
couple times.
Had a $50 million budget.
Oh.
It's not bad.
It's not huge, though, you know? I mean, well, I guess it's more than any individual episode of Game of Thrones. Anyway. So, where were we?
That's what you did yesterday.
Yeah, that's what I did. That's what I did yesterday. I did a little gardening.
What do you have
planned
today?
Made a couple purses.
You said today you don't want to tell us what you're doing.
No, I said yesterday. Even as I was doing things yesterday, I'm like, oh, God.
You were embarrassed by yourself.
I was just embarrassed by myself. Like, everything I was doing yesterday was, like, things I didn't want to tell you guys about. It's like, I wish I had a cool life. And for me, listen, I do think
that is cool.
my life for me, I do exactly what I want to do. But I was like, oh. You know, if only I mountain biked or something, I'd be like, oh, brah, I was up on the mountain and the views were insane.
Epic.
Like, if I'm going to go up on the mountain, I'm basically going to drive up there.
Well, I went and I did a lot, actually, yesterday. I went and first of all, I took my daughter I pitched baseballs to her. We're getting her off the tee. Like, she plays T-ball, but the kids, they start them with pitches.
Yeah.
And then when they can't hit, they pull the tee out.
Oh.
And for each kid, that becomes the heartbreaking, like, oh, no, they're getting the tee for me. Dang it. It's a big,
they're
like, well, they are little, but I mean, I'm not talking about the parents. The parents are like, go, honey, no matter what. Mm-hmm. It's the kid. You can see him just, like, their defeated. Shoulders drop, the bat's down. They're like, dang it. Now I got to. All right. Clunk. I mean, it's right there, sitting there for them. You know what that means. It's like.
Do they run the bases?
They do.
Mm-hmm. How often did your kid connect with the ball when you pitched?
Like 20 times last night.
Out of how many?
I don't know. Probably double that.
Mm. Oh.
Maybe even more than double that. But she was hitting. She's got it. And I was building her up, cheering her on and building her up.
And is an adult doing the pitching at first?
It is.
Okay.
No, there's no way. The kids actually bat better than they throw.
Right. Mm. Well.
They can't throw for crap.
Yeah, getting that. I don't know if they're doing it. It's baseball, right? You said,
they're little balls. It's T-ball. They're little balls like a baseball would be. Maybe a little bit bigger.
But soft.
Is it a wiffle ball?
It's not wiffle ball, but they're soft. They're smooshy.
I love wiffle ball.
You know?
Yeah.
Is there a winner at the end of these games your daughter plays?
No. I think that they're trying to let everyone bat on each side, and there's a lot of missed plays in the field. And I watched one hit Saturday morning where the ball was hit right at my daughter. She just sat there. As it was moving less than a mile per hour. It was never going to get to her.
Oh.
Not in a million years. And she just sat there with her glove out.
Waiting for it to come to her.
Move forward! Go
get
the
it!
Ball. It's not going to make it! Someone else runs over from another bait. I'm like, oh, man.
She'll get there or not.
Any parents beaming the kid with the ball?
No. Okay. Everyone's very well behaved. I know that happens at later stages, but these are just little kids. So it's actually very fun, very cute.
It's just a fun activity.
It's
But if she's into it, you know, she can do that her whole school career.
Sure, absolutely.
You find yourself wanting to yell at the ref or anything?
No, none of that. There isn't
anything. Is there even a ref?
I don't even...
An umpire.
I'm barely involved on that level. I just want her to... Like, we went out there and we threw the ball and we laughed and she hit it. I'd be like, look at that thing go. I mean, you know.
Well, it feels good to connect with the ball.
You
so
bet.
It's, you know, you start to get into that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
so we
fun.
Did that and then we went and ate tacos. Tacos are good, right?
Yeah.
Mom was at home with Edie trying to get her to crawl, and it's just, you know, family nonsense.
Mm.
How often is your kid looking at you in the stands while she plays?
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they like to see mom and dad.
Paying attention.
I think it's about them. They want to know you're watching.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know?
I used to be a soccer referee for community service hours in high school.
Wait.
At the AYSO.
What did you get in trouble for?
So I went to a high school where you had to do 60 hours of community service to graduate.
Oh.
They didn't, you know, they wanted
I
you to.
I like it.
I know. It's the private Catholic schools, what they do. So, but I remember seeing, first of all, I hated when there was the bully kid who was knocking over all the other kids because you always had to give that kid a yellow card and then the parents would start screaming at you. But the saddest thing was the kid whose parents would never be at the game.
Mm.
And that kid, you know, scores a goal or does something great and has no one to look at. You know, of course, his team cheers him on. So you being there is, like, monumentally important.
It's a big deal, but I do also understand there are parents who are working.
Right.
And you know what? That kid has shoes on to play that game because that parent's out there busting their ass.
Yeah.
Kids don't. I know kids don't get that. Mm-hmm. They'll get it one day when they're older and they're like, oh, right. Stuff ain't free.
I don't think my dad ever or my mom went to any single game we ever played.
Yeah.
Wow. Ever.
I don't think it was.
But it wasn't a big deal. I didn't care. I knew my dad was working.
Right.
So it wasn't, you know.
What games? What did you do?
I did volleyball, basketball, softball, soccer.
Oh, look at you. Little jock.
I didn't do soccer. Sorry, I didn't do soccer. It was kickball.
It's like, is kickball the one
kickball
where you
basically... Kickball was like grade school. It's that big
you basically
old,
run the you run the bases.
It's like red baseball. Ball. Yeah.
Right.
I love that because I could see the ball.
Here it comes. The wind up and the kick.
Uh-huh. Is your eyesight not that good when you were a kid, too?
We've always had the eye diseases since we were born.
Oh. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
But it came on a little later.
Mm-mm. It just got worse as we got older. Mm. We were involved in a lot of testing, like at UCLA when we were young.
Have they told you to wear, like, mega glasses full-time?
No, because, I mean, I wear the glasses. They help with reading and driving.
The computer and stuff.
But, as far as walking around, they don't really help.
Right.
It is what it is. Mm. I mean, there's nothing that can be done about the peripheral part.
So, and that's the thing.
Yeah. You want to play that Lizzo song?
Yeah. It's time. So this is a song we heard yesterday. This album was
we heard her. We didn't hear her this song. We heard a different song. We heard Jerome, remember?
Oh, Jerome. It's not the same song?
Oh, I see.
So we're playing Juice.
This is a whole different song.
We're playing Juice, correct.
Got it.
Yes.
Okay, well, maybe we could talk Jane into playing
Jerome song is freaking...
Maybe like on Friday we could play.
All right, well, we'll check this one out. That's fine.
Well, that's a letdown.
I know. I thought
I'm sure
we were going to
hear that
song. Are you sure?
It's probably going to be great.
No, I didn't play this yesterday.
Everyone.
I'm sure it's going to be great.
I'm sure this will be fine.
This is the hit.
Yeah,
great.
It is.
So anyway, yesterday that was an album that was in the top 10, and I hadn't heard of it, so we were listening to a little of that, and we really liked it. So KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Here's a song from Lizzo called Juice.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.